Blog Talk Radio.
Ready to shoot here for our first test with Invicta Fight Club. Just checking the levels, what we got going on here, making sure everything that we're going ahead and get together needs to be what it needs to be when we actually have the individuals on here to get ready to take care of what we need to take care of. So just taking 15 minutes tonight to go over some stuff, introduce myself, go over some things. Enjoy the night. We're going to talk about a little bit of Andrea KGB Lee, which is going to be one of our individuals participating in our exclusive Invicta Fight Club fan interaction night. So go ahead and get ready for that. Also going to go a little bit more in depth as far as who she is, what she is, the person she is, her history, and what we're going to be looking at. So take 15 minutes here, and we're going to go ahead and test this out, make sure what we're doing is going to be the right thing, both professionally, personally, and what we have to offer. So hopefully it'll work out for us. I'm pretty sure it will, but I just want to test it out and make sure. Welcome to Invicta Fight Club. Going to go ahead and go over tonight. Just glad we're here to talk about the WMMA atmosphere, as you know, the excitement and the intrigue that it involves with us and everything that we're doing, an atmosphere and a niche market where the fastest growing sport amongst women now includes athletes of the WMMA in that ascension itself. There are so many young talents that will be and need to be featured as we move forward that we hope to not only enable them, but also expand on their influence with their friends and also get us to know what's behind the motivation to break the mold that girls don't fight, which we all know they do. One of our first exclusive Invicta Fight Club exclusive fan interactions is going to be with Andrea KGB Lee, appearing here in the first of three rounds this Sunday, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We're going to be taking 30 minutes out of her day to discuss more of her life and what drives her as an athlete, a mixed martial artist, a mother, a wife, a sister, everything that drives her. She's affectionately known as KGB Lee because of her Eastern, obviously European, looks and heritage and toughness. She was born in 89 to Cheryl and Kent Lee of Atlanta, Texas. Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Not Atlanta, Georgia, but Atlanta, Texas. She attended and graduated from Queen City High School, where she competed in powerlifting and volleyball. Combination there, people. Powerlifting, volleyball. Don't know how that goes together, but I can assume and I can tell you that from looking at the information that I've seen and the amount of calories she's putting when she's benching, the amount of weight that she's benching and squatting, the amount of weight that she's squatting, Andrea KGB Lee that we saw in Invicta 10 that took a fight on short notice will not be the same Andrea KGB Lee we see in Invicta 14. After high school, she moved over to Boulder City, Louisiana, and she took a job as a waitress at a local sports bar, as most people do that are looking to do what they need to do, also known as Buffalo Wild Wings, or B-dubs. And UFC fight fans know exactly what B-dubs has to offer, which is great wings, great beer, and UFC, obviously. So through the showings of those MMA events, Andrea developed a strong interest in mixed martial arts, and of course, with the encouragement of her friends, decided to seek out a trainer, and almost instantaneously saw that a career in MMA and Muay Thai was an obvious choice for the decision she was seeking in her life. So after 6 years of dueling training, an amazing amateur record, Andrea KGB Lee was born. She's amassed one of the most accomplished combat sports careers of any female fighter in the world. She's a three-time amateur world Muay Thai champ, a two-time North American champ, and has countless MMA titles. Andrea is also a national Golden Gloves boxing champ and a two-time Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champ. She now currently fights for the elite women's MMA promotion, Invicta FC, with an up-and-coming bout at Invicta 14 in Kansas City, Missouri on September 12th, Rachel Ostrovich. In 2014, she was named the Amateur of the Year in the WMMA Press Awards Newcomer of the Year, and also was the recipient of the Julie Kedzie Most Exciting Fighter Award. Andrea KGB Lee, of course, is married to her coach, Donnie Aaron, who himself is a former world champion kickboxer. Together, they have one young, beautiful, lovely daughter. Now, when we're talking about Andrea KGB Lee, there's not a whole lot that anybody can say that people haven't already seen when it comes to how she is in the octagon. But what we're more interested in is what makes her tick outside of the octagon. What makes her who she is? What has made her who she is? What has developed her into the fighter that she is, the mother that she is, the wife that she is, everything that she is and everything that has defined her? Yeah, we can look at records. We can look at, you know, the amazing amateur record that she's had, the short professional record that she's had, especially taking a fight on short notice with Roxanne Mataferi, where she did an outstanding job in just her third fight as a professional on short notice. She will do nothing but amaze us as we move forward. With Invicta Fight Club, us fans of Invicta, fans of Andrea KGB Lee, we are looking at doing nothing but enjoying what she has to offer and continuing to do so. We're looking forward to it. So I just wanted to test this, get some stuff out there in relation to Andrea KGB Lee and how excited we are to have her on the show and to continue to do what we can. Thanks. As always, on Sundays, Invicta Fight Club exclusives with your favorite Invicta FC athlete. Coming up this Sunday, Andrea KGB Lee. I'm Hawk O'Halloran. Thanks for tuning in to this fantastic podcast of the Invicta Fight Club. Have a great night.